Real estate loans and other financial opportunities mentioned on this show are offered by various companies, entities, and or organizations that may not be directly owned, managed, or controlled by the Real Estate Life. All credit decisions, including loan approval rate and APR, will vary based on your specific loan request and credit profile. The information provided on this show is merely to allow the listener the ability to become more familiar with such potential opportunities and to obtain more detailed information on the suitability of such opportunities to the listener's personal and financial situation from the companies, entities, and or organizations involved.
A new home you've dreamt about for years, and there's only one thing standing in your way: getting a loan. Rest assured, United Mortgage Corporation of America is here to help make your dream a reality. Get answers. Get results. Get the service you deserve. What kind of loan do you have? Call now at 888-LIFE-980. That's 888-543-3980. Or go to the web at yourrealestatelife.com and take action today.
Good morning and welcome to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day in real estate radio. I want to talk to you about your real estate life. What kind of loan do you have? I'm Mike Harris, President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. Been in the industry now for 38 years. Been on the radio 18 years, and I want to help you and guide you through the process of buying, selling, refinancing, making sure your debt is in the right place at the right time. Your interest rate versus interest volume. Now, we'll talk about that a little bit more today on today's program, making sure that your numbers are the best they can be. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. Our program airs on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on News Talk 1590 KVTA, Sunday mornings on K-Earth 101 at 7 a.m. You can stream our program on KVTA.com on Saturday mornings or on K-Earth101.com on Sunday mornings. Now, our programs are being archived, where you can listen to this program after you hear it on the air on our website at yourrealestatelife.com or unitedforloans.com. You can listen to past programs, or you just pick up the phone, have your very own program, 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. You know, I love talking about ways to save you money. It's not just get a loan and set it and forget it. It's actually ways that you can utilize that loan and tools that you can have to pay down that debt sooner. You owe what the principal is. You do. But the interest is not necessarily what it's designed to be. The interest rate is, but the amount of interest you pay over the life of the loan is not. The way you pay a loan is different, depending upon the terms of your agreement. Most mortgages and loans and home loans are set with an amortization. It's not just, oh, you figure out your payment. No, you have an amortization calculator. Now, you can get that math on our website at unitedforloans.com, of course. You can also get an app where I can get that out to you, where you'll have that on your very own phone, of course. But that amortization is more front-loaded in interest. So in your first 5 to 7 years, you're dumping a huge percentage of interest until it tones out a little bit. And then maybe about years 18 to 21, 22, give or take, you're actually at 50-50. Now, that's not giving you a nice 50-50 bar. You remember those? No, you're not getting a treat here. That's 50% interest, 50% towards your principal. You're paying a lot of interest. Holy cow. Now, well, my rate's at 3%. I don't pay that much. Well, when you started that loan at 3%, you got a loan closing statement that actually showed your total interest percentage. You showed the amount of percentage that you're paying. That number could have been 54, 57% over the life of your loan. If you look at your current mortgage statement, look at the balance of what you're paying to principal and interest and the total of those two, and what percentage of that payment is interest. Is your interest higher than your principal? If so, it's over 50%. But I'm paying 3%. Okay. But you're not, because it's leveraged up. Now, on a home equity line of credit, and I'm not advocating you get rid of a first and you get a home equity line of credit. A lot of people in 2008 got hurt when they actually closed people's equity lines of credit, and that's not what I was advocating then. I'm talking about a home equity line of credit, let's say in second position. But what I'd like to share with you is, if you had a 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7% interest rate on your first, I want to show you how 3% is not as good as 10%. Well, what do you mean? How is 3% not better than 10? I pay less interest. Well, no. It's on how the loan's set up. If you have a loan, and many of these loans that are and still around, but were around more frequently, which were interest-only loans, even on a first mortgage, which are still available to some extent on what is called a non-qualifying outside-the-box Fannie Mae, not Fannie Mae, not Freddie Mac loan, where you have interest only for a period of time. Some of those interest rates are a little higher than the amortized rate, but let's just say it's a percent higher for sake of argument. It's interest only for, let's say, 10 years, just like an equity line or a HELOC would be on a second mortgage. And if you have an interest rate that's interest only for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years of that time, you have a level interest payment. That level interest payment of 10, 10 and a half, 11, and as the Fed's going to move down in summer here, goes down a quarter at a time, will be going down based off prime. You can make that level payment, pay towards principal, and get there sooner. It's math, but it's not math that will make your head explode. But I want to show you a way that you can get this done with no pain, no extra time, and you'll save time and save money. We'll talk about it more on Mike Harris. We'll have more after the break.
Your equity position has started to improve? Call about the removal of your private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premium and save money today. Call 888-5433-980.
A lot in the world is out of your control, but one thing you can control is your debt, and it could be as easy as realizing you've got a secret stash. Southern California housing prices have never been higher, and your home could be worth two or three times what you bought it for. So why not take advantage of that equity? You could get cash out and pay off high-interest credit cards, or take care of a home improvement project. Refinance for a reason with Mike Harris, CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. You're not calling someone who has to check with their boss's boss to see what rate you get. You're calling the man with the answers, a banker who will get you results. You can relax knowing Mike spends your money the way he spends his, sparingly. He won't rest until you get value for your money. So you may want to throw up your hands over the state of the world, but hey, you can relax knowing your finances are totally under control with United Mortgage Corporation of America. Call United Mortgage Corporation of America at 800-230-0168. That's 800-230-0168. And tune into Mike Harris on The Real Estate Life on Sunday at 7 a.m. on K-Earth 101 or visit at unitedforloans.com.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day in real estate radio. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. We have people standing by to pick up your call. If you get a voicemail, hey, we're busy. We got a lot of people waking up in the morning and they're making some calls. I got it. So I'm going to pick up the phone, start calling after the program, and I'm going to be picking up the slack. So if you get a call from me, it's me. It's me. I'm going to call you back. We're making sure that we handle any question, item, concern, and we want to make sure your path of home ownership is smooth. Now, we talked about interest rate versus interest volume. We're doing that for people who don't even own real estate. We're taking individuals who want to eventually be homeowners, but we're eliminating debt or creating wealth by additionally saving money faster. eliminating some student loan debts, interest on that, interest volume on credit cards, various items. So we're attacking interest volume, saving money, having your money work harder for you. A perfect financial GPS program. And I kind of kid about it, but think about this. Those of you who remember, maybe as a kid, maybe you don't, but remember the day when you used to reach into the glove compartment or your parents did and they pulled out a roadmap in order to figure out where they're going on that trip? And then you eventually use your various things to find it otherwise, which phased that out, and you got better information. Now you know everything in the path. If you're driving down a two-lane highway and you're going 48 miles and you don't have anything but a roadmap, you have no idea what's going on in between, and then you get 48 miles in and the bridge is out. Oh, my gosh. Then you got to make a U-turn, go all the way around. Now you know. You know the alternatives, the best ways to get there, and it tells you, and it even tells you where the police are hiding. Hey. So you get everything. Why not get everything for your finances? Why not know how you can eliminate interest volume? I'm looking to show you a way to eliminate up to a third or half of that interest volume normal time, away from that normal time, the 30-year term you have, and show you how you can do that with all your debts, including your mortgage, without changing your lifestyle. We're not starving you. I'm not having you do anything different. It's just doing it better. Understanding the principles of money better. Just needs a checking and savings. Not asking for all the other items, although it works beautifully with Infinity Banking. It works beautifully with insurance products. Those of you who are listening who are insurance agents, financial planners, realtors, other lenders, I would like to show you how you can utilize this for your clients. And if you're listening and you have some of these professionals and you've not heard about it, why not? So I'd like to show you how you can improve your current position, and maybe you can share it with them. It's up to you. But bottom line is, it's your money and it's about you, not about me. It's about you and showing you how you can save money. I've been showing individuals as little as $50,000, as much as $500,000 of interest, depending upon their holdings. I had a colleague who just worked with somebody where they saved $1.3 million of interest. $1.3 million of interest. I mean, crazy. But when you own multiple properties and multiple mortgages, it will attack, and no item is too complicated. The more debt you have, honestly, the more you're saving because it's attacking the problem. Let's look at yours and let's see what I can do to run your numbers without any obligation or cost. You can attend on Tuesday evening. As it's the weekend, Tuesday's not that far. If you're available Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., I would love for you to attend a webinar on Zoom, wherever you want to be, but on Zoom, 1 hour. Email me at webinar@aheadformoney.com. Write that down. Webinar@aheadformoney.com. aheadformoney.com. I'll give you the access and link. If Tuesday night's not good, I just heard you. Oh, I can't do Tuesday night. Okay, I hear you. I'm good with that. Email me. Let me know Tuesday doesn't work. I'll send you out a calendar where you can then set an appointment to meet your calendar, and we can sync that together, and we'll have a one-on-one. You and me and any significant other that wants to be on the call. We'll go over, get to know you a little bit better, understand where you are, where your priorities are, what you're trying to achieve, whether you're buying a home, whether you have a home, whatever the case may be, adding to real estate, paying off debt, whatever the case, depending if you're younger, you're middle-aged, you're older, whatever the case may be. I've done this loan for people in who's 75 years of age all the way down in their 20s. They're paying off debt and creating a better future and taking that knowledge and passing it to those they care about. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. Now, we got what's going on this week. We got what? We got an eclipse on the 8th here. So we got an eclipse. So with that being said, what's going on with your money? Is it disappearing the same way, or is it coming back? So I want to make sure we understand where we are. Now, you also have property taxes. Those of you who have a property, you got to make sure those property taxes are paid. Check with your impounds. Make sure that money was dispersed from your servicer. Or if you need to make the payment, well, worry about that line at the post office, right? I've seen that over and over. I went to the post office actually not that long ago. I don't remember the deadline at which it was. Maybe it was the March 15th deadline for corporate taxes. And I just went there for some other reason. And it was like, oh my gosh. The line was huge. Everyone wanted to get a timestamp and everything else. So make sure you plan your day appropriately. And then also then you got income taxes that are coming due. Make sure you plan what you owe and what you need to pay. Those of you who got a refund, congratulations, but thank you for the 0% interest to the government all year long. So you may want to make some changes there to make sure you have your money instead of them holding your money for you. There's billions of dollars of refunds. So that's billions of dollars of free money that the government had all that time. So I guess it helps in certain ways, but not necessarily in your pocketbook directly. But again, if you're filing an extension, make sure you make a payment on what you owe or else you're going to owe interest. So my goal is to save interest, making sure you're appropriately doing what you've got to do and make sure you get the right advice and the right information. Now, as President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America, we close loans directly in California, Colorado, Montana, Texas, and the state of Washington. Now, we are closing loans, DSCR loans, debt service coverage ratio loans, investment loans, in 46 states. The states that I'm not closing those in currently, Nevada, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Vermont. Odd association there, but those four, no. At this time, but I will refer. So if you're looking to finance investment property, I'm your guy. Love to talk to you. Love to understand the numbers and see what we can do. If you're looking for primary, refinance, purchase, or reverse mortgage, or even home equity lines of credit directly in those other five states. But I'd love to talk to you more about it. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. But what we try to do is design the right loan for the right timing and situation. And then responsibly, we want to make sure we eliminate that mortgage in the proper time based on your monthly cash flow, in and out, running your discretionary and understanding that. So it's not get a loan, goodbye. It's get a loan and let's see what we can do to help you on a better path. And as I talk to current clients, past clients, and you as radio listeners, we want to make sure you understand your options without getting confused or having an aneurysm because it's too much with numbers and that's not your thing. I'm talking about a perfect financial GPS that's smarter than me, smarter than you, and allows you to have perfect decisions that you can take or not because you drive the car. And it can redirect and get you back on path as needed. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. Now, the economy right now is still in a state of confusion. I mean, we really don't know what's going on. The Fed, rate cuts, the Fed is talking about in their plan, they talked about 3 to 4 Fed moves this year. So now we're going to be running into our Fed meetings. Are we getting a quarter point? Is the prime going to go down? Is consumer rates going to go down? What's going to happen? Should I lock in my CDs and my CD rates going down? Is it going to be this meeting? Is it going to be the next meeting? Is it the meeting after that? Now we have 6 meetings still remaining. So if we lose a meeting, then we have 5 and they say they're doing 3 and 3 out of 5. And so we're losing time. And then on the back end of those 6, we got one move after the election in November. We got another move that comes at the end of the year. So my gosh, are we doing that at the end of the year and after the election? And then that'll at least 4. And then we don't do the first. That leaves 3 in the middle. And is it all 3? So the market is looking at all these aspects, going up, going down, doing this, saying same, long term, rates higher, longer, moves next year, extending them out. So the long-term interest rates are going, okay. Short-term's going, oh, no. So we have this up and down pull and back and forth. And we're kind of fighting that. And as we're looking at a 10-year Treasury yield in the 430s instead of just lower fours or even with a three handle, we're kind of seeing where we are. And we're still seeing that slightly inverted yield curve. And we're kind of watching that very carefully. And we're making sure where we're heading. But, you know, we're watching that closely as we do. And problem is, you start watching it too closely, you get a headache. So at this point, we're still closing loans with a six handle, lower to mid to high sixes, depending on your home equity, your credit score, and various options you look to choose, whether you're gaining money towards closing costs or not. As a lender, we are trying to help with that process by putting money towards closing costs and crediting money when we can. I'd rather have that closed comfortably rather than not. So it's our goal to put everything back into the deal we can, but I also have to keep the lights on. So we got to make sure we're covering costs. And in recent years, loans were very busy, but in recent times here, they have not been as busy. So sometimes it's more expensive to originate a loan than not. But we're doing what we can, and we're utilizing perhaps reserves as we stored our nuts in order to take care of things. And we're looking at times still getting busier as we look at rates possibly then moving down, creating an additional flow, but we still have low inventory. Because we have low inventory, we're seeing home prices maintain or even go up, and they are. But with inflation, maybe they're not going up as much as we think they are because of inflationary items, but we can go into those numbers a different time. So I'm watching these items very carefully as we get the inflationary news come out, we drop off another item off that 12-month cycle. We see what that does to the overall 12-month average. We look at the employment numbers that had come out. But when we see these employment jobs created, it's very nice to see all these jobs created. But what kind of jobs are they? We have to look at those numbers. We have to look at the wages to those numbers. Now, my gosh, you know, if you're doing fast food now and not baking your own bread, all of a sudden you're getting $20 an hour. That's another whole story. But when we're looking at these jobs, are people getting the jobs that they're qualified for, or are they taking a job and getting less, and now they're taking a second job? So are they accounting for one or two? So some of the numbers get a little bit skewed and misspoken to anyone's particular agenda. And bottom line is, you live where you live, and you live the life that you have, and you know where you are and what's going on. If all things are good, fantastic. But many are having individuals' choices that they have to make. Sometimes it's groceries, sometimes it's gas, sometimes it's food, sometimes it's heat, sometimes it's... All these things are going on throughout the United States. People are making tough choices. In different climates, it becomes very much harder to think about. I know individuals that are working and looking through their homeowners insurance and having many, many difficult decisions to make. And of course, if they have a loan, it affects their loan status, but their homeowner's insurance is going up or being canceled. So if you have homeowner's insurance, just get ahead of it, understand what's going on, know when your renewal is, know what perhaps may occur or not occur at that time, making sure you're good. There's various coverage and various companies that are doing different things, from actual inspections, pictures being sent in, making sure your foliage and your trees and your greens are within 5 feet and plants not next to other plants. And oh my gosh, there's a lot of stuff. If you got a hedge, you better think of that as a fuse. They're going to have some problems, some of these carriers. And some carriers are not renewing at all. They're just canceling. And then you're left to go somewhere and you're not sure where to go. And then everyone can't pick up the scraps of who's been let go. So I want to make sure you're ahead of that and not having a problem at a later time. I'm not an insurance agent. I don't do property and casualty. But I'm letting you know, as someone in the industry of lending and where I see that coming into play and that piece of the puzzle, that puzzle piece is getting much more difficult to fit because it's changing the debt-to-income ratio and qualification depending on your zip code. So if you're looking to obtain financing, that number and that premium becomes an important part of the equation. And that's what I get involved. And then that's where I look at referrals and partners and people who are still there in the industry. So if you're a property and casualty casualty agent, and you're writing homeowners insurance, I would love you to drop a line to me or call 888-543-3980. I want to understand your book of business and what you're offering so I can then offer that to our consumers comfortably and understand that you're getting the job done. It's all about getting the job done. Yes, saving money, but we need professionals. Working with an amateur can cost you thousands of dollars more. You need professionals when the market is tough and tight. And I'm looking for those professionals. If you're a property and casualty insurance agent, pick up the phone, let me know, drop your information, 888-543-3980. You can email me directly at michael@unitedforloans.com. That's United, the number four, loans.com. Many agents right now are having a tough time taking on that new business. Some are just fleeing it and it's falling off their books. If you care about your clients and they're falling off the books, let me know and then we can line you up maybe with great referral so your clients and current customers will still value you and your business options that you do still offer. It's about retaining your clients, providing a service, and not just letting people fall to the wayside. I want to make sure I'm that connector for you guys, but we'll also talk in the next segment. We're going to talk more about interest rate and versus interest volume. We'll talk about the calendar of the month ahead or the week ahead, and we're going to go ahead and see what we can do to help assist you with your real estate life. Pick up the phone, 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. In our third segment, we're going to have Marisha Charbonnet join us, as she does once a month. She's going to be talking from Family Security Law Group. She's going to talk more about trusts and more about that when we come back. I'm excited to be here, and I'm talking to you today about your real estate life. Our website, 888, or actually, www. Or unitedforloans.com. I'm excited to be here talking about these items today. But we'll talk about our calendar Monday through Friday of next week, our Fed speakers, and everything else when we come back right after the break.
Looking for a place to start? United for Loans is the place for you to start your refinance or purchase process today. Call 888-543-3980.
You can save thousands of hard-earned dollars over the life of your loan, but you need to act now before rates increase. Take control of your financial future and call United Mortgage Corporation of America today at 888-543-3980. Have them put their decades of experience to work for you and lower your interest rate while you still can. Rates will increase. Why wait? Call United Mortgage Corporation of America today at 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. Or online at unitedforloans.com.
Lending can be a bit confusing. Numbers can be tossed from one direction to another. How can you make it all stop?
United Mortgage Corporation of America, unitedforloans.com, can be your guide.
Call directly at 888-543-3980 for what you need to know when financing a home of your dreams or commercial property. Call now at 888-543-3980 or visit at unitedforloans.com. That's 888-543-3980.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day in real estate radio. I'm glad to be here. We're listening on News Talk 1590 KVTA and on K-Earth 101. We've been on the air about 18 years now. We're just 1 month shy or so. And we've been in the industry now, completing our, 38th year. My gosh, time flies. We've seen a lot of things in the mortgage and lending industry. We've seen a lot of ups and downs, a lot of high interest rates. When I got started, interest rates were in the double digits, double-digit interest rates. We're not that far away, but we're not quite going to get there. We're actually going to see a Fed move, in my opinion, coming summer. That's going to cause long-term rates also to look to go down. One doesn't cause the other, but the Fed will, in their future decisions, lead into current decisions right now in the bond trading. So we're seeing interest rates that were coming down to the lower sixes, move back up to the mid sixes, and we're kind of meandering around. But my goal is to show you how to pay off that interest sooner so it will not make much of a difference. You'll be surprised. 888-543-3980. But joining us today, we have Marisha Charbonnet. As she does, she always has some great information. What do you have for us today?
Good morning, Mike. It's always fantastic being on your show. I always say that one of the most critical components to making a trust work the way you want it to is to make sure that it actually addresses all of your assets. That seems obvious, a total no-brainer. But what is not so obvious is always knowing what might actually be considered an asset. An important asset that is rarely recognized as an asset is genetic material. Given the number of families that are being created through medical technology, IVF, surrogacy, genetic material such as frozen embryos, eggs, and sperm should not be ignored when creating a trust. Clear instructions in your trust, as well as consistency with any contracts held by facilities that store the genetic material, can be critical to ensuring that your intentions are carried out. For example, if one spouse were to pass away, is the other spouse still allowed to use frozen embryos to have a child? Does it matter which spouse would be using the genetic material? Could the genetic material be used with a surrogate? Who gets to make the decision? What is to happen to the genetic material if both parties have died? When leaving an inheritance for children, parents are typically only thinking about the children that are in existence when they die. And yet, with modern technology, it is possible to have children after death. Are those children to be included as beneficiaries? It's not hard to imagine how children conceived years after a death may create unintended results or delay the finalization of an estate if the trustee is uncertain as to whether the estate can be distributed or whether they need to wait and see whether additional beneficiaries will be born. In California, individuals with frozen genetic material would be wise to leave careful instructions as part of their estate plan when it comes to post-death use of that genetic material to have a baby. California law requires a number of steps, such as written directives, designation of someone to control the material, notice after a death, and a time frame in which a baby needs to be in utero to still be treated as a child for inheritance purposes. Navigating all of the rules can get complicated. If anyone has questions about planning for genetic material as part of one's trust or estate planning in general, I can be reached at 805-496-4681 or at familysecuritylawgroup.com.
Thank you so much, Marisha. Such great information, as always. You know, whether it's your family, whether it's working on that trust for your parents and giving a good referral to it, give us a call. Give Marisha a call. We love to make sure your affairs are handled correctly. You're protected. You always got to make sure you're protected before something happens. It's not after it happens. You got to make sure to prepare for that unexpected, and Marisha does a fantastic job. I had done my trust years ago, and of course, any updating and review, Marisha's been that person for me, and she's done a fantastic job. She even updated and worked on my mom's trust in recent years, so she's done a fantastic job, and I thank her for that. Give her a call, or give us a call at 888-543-3980. We'll hook you up and get you on that referral basis, as we do to our local real estate community. As we don't list, we don't sell, we do financing. And in doing financing, I want to make sure we eliminate your debt as swift as possible by eliminating your interest volume. When you make a mortgage payment, it's an amortized loan. If it's interest only, you're making a level payment. That interest only you can pay towards principal, which means you have the desire or the ability to pay extra towards your principal. So when you have a loan that's amortized and you're at 3% and you start at 60% interest plus, 60% is going towards interest. You got 60% interest effectively initially until it balances out in later years. So our goal is to get you swiftly through the process of the amortization to a point where you actually pay more towards principal than interest and then eliminate the debt much sooner in as little as a third or half the time or as much as. We want to make sure your number goes down to low teens or even single digits, as we've done for so many. but I want to help show you how that's possible. It's no magic pill. It's just math. But it's utilizing that math and having a perfect financial GPS, just like you do when you drive in your car. You use directions, and it tells you where to go, what to do. And if you miss the turn, it says recalculate, recalculate. And you recalculate and go that merry way. If you choose, you can take the long way because you're trying to kill time. But in this case, you'd be killing your money. You work hard each and every day. I want that money to stay with you as long as possible and be the most effective use. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. Now, I talk about the economic calendar, as I had mentioned, this upcoming week on Monday. We have the Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee. He'll be speaking on a radio interview. So we'll see what happens about midday, if anything is said. But right now, it's all about the next Fed move, or they're kind of going longer, higher, or stay higher for longer. On Tuesday in the morning, we have the NFIB Optimism Index. We'll see how optimistic we are. But Wednesday's kind of the big day. We have Consumer Price Index, the core CPI, CPI year over year. We have the core CPI year over year. Michelle Bowman will be speaking, one of our Fed governors. We have the wholesale inventories coming out. We also have Austin Goolsbee speaking again on Wednesday, about midday. We have the Fed minutes from the previous meeting in March coming out, so we'll see exactly what was said. And then we have the monthly U.S. federal budget. We'll see what we're doing with that midday on Wednesday. On Thursday, we have initial jobless claims, producer price index, core PPI as well. PPI year over year, core PPI year over year. Michelle Bowman speaks again mid-morning. Susan Collins, Boston Fed president, speaks midday. We have Chicago Fed Austin Goolsbee speaking a lot this week, and from Chicago, and Atlanta Fed President Rafael Bostic speaking as well. So a lot of Fed information before quiet time, of course, as we go into next meetings. Now, Friday, we have important information coming out on the import price index, minus fuel as well, consumer sentiment, preliminary numbers. And Rafael Bostic will be speaking again, and Mary Daly will enter the fray from San Francisco. But we have a lot of Fed speak. We'll see how that goes. We'll see where interest rates are and where we're closing. But when we come back, we'll talk more about your real estate life right after the break. I work all day, sweat and
slave, and we break our backs for what? Get pre-approved for your home purchase. Your landlord loves you. You're making their mortgage payment. Own for less than you pay for rent. Call 888-5433-980.
A lot in the world is out of your control, but one thing you can control is your debt, and it could be as easy as realizing you've got a secret stash. Southern California housing prices have never been higher, and your home could be worth two or three times what you bought it for. So why not take advantage of that equity? You could get cash out and pay off high-interest credit cards, or take care of a home improvement project. Refinance for a reason with Mike Harris, CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. You're not calling someone who has to check with their boss's boss to see what rate you get. You're calling the man with the answers, a banker who will get you results. You can relax knowing Mike spends your money the way he spends his, sparingly. He won't rest until you get value for your money. So you may want to throw up your hands over the state of the world, but hey, you can relax knowing your finances are totally under control with United Mortgage Corporation of America. Call United Mortgage Corporation of America at 800-230-0168. That's 800-230-0168. And tune in to Mike Harris on The Real Estate Life on Sunday at 7 a.m. on K-Earth 101. Or visit at unitedforloans.com.
Money, 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 must be funny in a rich man's world.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day in real estate radio. We're talking interest rates. We're talking about interest volume and saving money. I'm Mike Harris, mortgage banker. Been doing that now for, 38 years, helping people save money. United Mortgage Corporation of America, unitedforloans.com. You can reach us at 888-543-3980. We do forward, reverse, and home equity lines of credit directly in California, Colorado, Montana, Texas, and the state of Washington. We can also do in 46 states what is called debt service coverage ratio loans, DSCR loans, where we can do investment property. We do commercial, we do construction, and we can handle many other types of fundings when it comes to FHA, VA, various grant products, and various items that will allow forgivable second mortgages and other items based on your payment on time. We can discuss those and go over what we can do and get you pre-approved, whether you're buying a townhome, a condo, a home, or mixed use or multifamily. I want to help you with that process. We've been helping some reverse mortgage clients. Depending on their equity position on their current home, we're able to eliminate that first mortgage and maybe create additional cash flow or money needed. On some, we're using a reverse mortgage as a purchase loan, which allows a decent amount of down payment and equity, but then having that ability to not have or have an optional mortgage payment, a payment that's not required. You still pay your insurance, you still pay your taxes, and you pay any HOA. And of course, you keep the home up to what it needs to be. But bottom line is, we're here to provide solutions, but those solutions have various requirements. We want to make sure we meet those. As a approved underwriter for conventional, as well as commercial, and then quality control soon, I'm finishing my certification. It's important as a company owner that we do things correct, right, and have no qualms about it. I want to make sure your process is smooth, but it's also one that we don't have 22 conditions rather than one or two at approval. We don't want to be kind of haphazard about this. We want to anticipate and understand so your process just occurs and you get the best results. So we're here to make sure that you're gaining the right information up front that we need, whether it's salaried, whether you're getting tax returns, of course, or even W-2s, depending upon bonus, commissions, and other structures, whether you have real estate, various schedules, whether you have corporate returns, partnership returns. All these items matter because we're trying to extrapolate the right income. If you're self-employed, maybe you write off a lot. Maybe you don't show bottom line income, but you have qualified deductions. So, but maybe your cash flow is tremendous on your bank statements. So we look at 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 24 months bank statements, and we go on cash flow. Maybe you got a good amount of reserves. Maybe we look at asset depletion loans, where we're utilizing the large sum of money that's there as an offset for qualification. Of lately, we've been doing a lot of what is called blanket loans or cross-collateralization loans. People who own multiple properties with multiple values and multiple equities, and we're able to do a cross loan of all and then eliminate certain parts of those cross-collateralizations as the value dictates. So there's a lot of things that we can talk about and a lot of things we can do, from your first-time home buyer to move up to move down to adding to your portfolio. I want to talk with you. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. Now, remember on Friday, as I mentioned, we had the unemployment numbers came out. We had that. It was expected to be unchanged at 3.9%. It did go down to 3.8%. We saw the non-farm payrolls go up from 200,000 anticipated up to 303,000. We did see some revised items, 275 to 270. We saw some 223 to 207. So we lost some there, gained over there. But the bottom line is we're getting numbers and then seeing revisions, but no one really pays attention to the revision. But if that was the headline, it would be important then. So it's one of these things where the information is kind of meandering around. And then we look at really into the details. And we start looking about what the jobs are and what they're really meaning, where we're losing manufacturing, the participation rate is hovering still roughly about 62.5% to 62.7% participation rate. You got people still looking or out. But we have the earnings. I mean, I'm sorry, the work week is about, what, 34.4 hours right now? So it's not a 40-hour week. It's not quite a 30-hour week. But we're looking at what jobs are they, full-time, part-time? And they're getting very close to under 30, which is not full-time. So people are kind of meandering through and skirting various items, and people are working multiple jobs. So the number starts getting a little bit hazy. And that's the part that we really have to understand, and we really have to look behind the curtain. So as we see the consumer price index, we see inflation, we see jobs, we got people that are just scraping by. They're trying to do what they can to earn what they can just to get by. And then all of a sudden, it's the illusion that things are better. There's no politics here, but understanding numbers and statistics is very important to doing what I do, so I understand and anticipate where mortgage rates and pricing occurs. because it's my job to pinpoint in your timeline refinance or purchase, understanding the timelines, the deadlines, and the times to make certain decisions for your best interest, allowing you to have the right information so you can let me know that it's good to go, or we wait half a day, or whatever it may be. We've had instances over the last month where one day versus the other day could save up to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 in fees. Yes, that much. And rather than make the decision one day, we waited for the next based on market move and trend. And we did that. Now, it's not day trading here. That's not what we're doing. But I don't want to lose that money for you. It's not more money I took. It's more money that I was able to credit for you and to you, either lowering your rate to buy down the rate or do it as a cash item covering costs that are fixed, if not necessarily a buy down already. Your realtor would represent your best interest in possibly getting credit from a seller towards closing costs or other items to save you money, because that's what they do, along with many, many other things. Many things you have no idea. Maybe they shared it, but maybe you heard it, but maybe you didn't. But they're doing so many things around the clock with so many connectives, items that occur in your transaction. That's why you don't know about it, because it's seamless. And a good realtor will do that for you. I'm not a listing agent. I'm not a selling agent. I am a licensed broker here in the state of California. But I do that because I'm a lender. I have that because I'm a lender. I work with qualified individuals throughout the process, and I refer those people as needed. I don't list, I don't sell. I've been asked that many times. But I will get you the right individual to your right area for the right reason. But what I will do is making sure that you can afford the home you're in and you have the best choices and options based on your financing. And then we look to eliminate that debt as soon as possible. By doing so, it's a perfect financial GPS that we look to have with each of our clients. Each of our clients look to eliminate interest sooner because you have an amortized loan and you're paying a lot of interest early. I want to get you further in that cycle, reduce that timeline, and pay off that debt much sooner. I've taken my numbers from 26.4 years. Personally, I was going down on my own to 12.3, thought I was pretty smart. But under the opportunity, it took me down to 7.9 years. Big difference, 7.9, 12.3. That difference, the 4.4 years, was saving me close to $150,000. Would you just throw away $150,000? Would you throw away $10,000, let alone $150,000? Holy cow. If I can show you how you can do this without a lot of headache, less time, and perfect information, just like the GPS that you use pretty much most of the time when you go to destinations, I want to show you how you can get in the hole rather than around the hole, let alone off the green. I want to get you in that 4 1/4 inch hole, 4 inches deep. I want to get you in that hole as soon as possible to save money. I don't want a 3-putt, 4-putt. I don't want to do that. I don't want even 1-putt. Let's get you in the hole. Let's find out what that timing is. You can do that. A couple of choices. We can set up an individual meeting, or you can attend a webinar on Tuesday evening, and then we can set an appointment and then look to run your numbers. Email me at webinar@aheadformoney.com, aheadformoney.com. Webinar@aheadformoney.com. If you cannot attend on a Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., I will send you out also, let me know. I'll send you out a Calendly invite where we can coordinate calendars and I can meet during the day, whatever works best for you. This weekend, I have 4 appointments on Saturday, I did, and I have 3 additional on Sunday. I'm going to work to what's available for your schedule to make sure we're saving you money and you're satisfied. I'm going to make that commitment to you. I have an appointment right before the webinar on Tuesday already. So that appointment right before the webinar, I'm also going to say maybe if you can hang on, attend the webinar as well and get reinforcement. Okay, I have appointments on Monday. The Monday, I'm inviting them also to go to the webinar so they can get a better idea and more comfortable. But when you send me that email, I want to send you also a partial presentation that you can watch on your own. It's up to you. And then also a few extra links that you can go to for a demonstration of the opportunity and get a little bit more comfortable before even we meet. And then eventually, maybe on meeting two, depending on how comfortable, I want to get all your numbers so we can input it into the program to find out what your new debt-free date is. So it's all about gaining that, and there's no commitment other than your time, which is important. But I want to make sure you can look to save money. This opportunity only needs your checking and savings ability, and it's not asking you for equity line. It's not asking you for monies that you have behind you. It's not asking you for life insurance. Those items can add another twist of year, two, three, or savings ability to any opportunity. Where I'm doing an equity line for some and then using it in a process where we're able to eliminate debt sooner. But many of our clients, or many of the clients I help, they have only a checking and savings. They don't have equity in the home. They don't have that life insurance policy they want to borrow off of. This is something that we're using in that fashion. But for those of you who are listening who are insurance or financial planning professionals, I can actually help you with your clients and show you how you can utilize this financial planning assistance item for perfect navigation and GPS to manage that process, eliminate debt, create wealth, and have a better perspective for your client. So I'm reaching out to professionals as well, realtors. I'm reaching out to other lenders who can actually go back to their past clients and actually eliminate debt sooner and perhaps give the ability to refer to the realtor, an extra individual who's looking to obtain more real estate as an investor. So there's ways that we can create more business because we have less debt or more savings and ability to buy and qualify. So whether you're a divorce professional and you're helping mediate monies and who's taking on responsibility of who's paying which debt and someone values the debt differently, that works. As I said, a CPA, a tax season, they're assessing what's going on with debts, interest rates, and whatnots. They're able to refer. That's been very productive going forward. I mentioned financial planners, insurance agents, realtors, and lenders. Many individuals can benefit their clients. Now, if you did a loan or you have one of these professionals and they haven't spoken to you about eliminating interest sooner and saving your money, let alone growing the money, give us a call. I'd love to show it to you, and it's up to you if you want to share it to somebody else. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. But if there was a program to eliminate most of the interest in your life, pay off all your debts, personal and or business, even mortgage, in as little as one-third or one-half the normal time, without refinancing, and without changing your lifestyle, we're not going on pork and beans and I'm not eliminating your fun, would you want to learn more? Join me Tuesday night, webinar at aheadformoney.com. That's webinar at aheadformoney.com, 6 p.m. Tuesday evening. If that's not good, send me the email. Tell me that's not good. Then we'll coordinate a calendar appointment. We're going to make it comfortable for you, give you the information you need to make a decision, show you how much money you can save and eliminate and moving forward. I'm in no rush. One meeting, two meetings, three meetings, whatever you want to do. This is about you, not about me. I want you to understand and have the links, the information that you can do the research you want to do, but all questions will be answered. There's nothing that will be left behind. I believe in this opportunity, but as a mortgage banker, I put people into a larger debt item because they leverage in order to buy an asset. That asset usually, in most markets, performs very well. But you're still making a large payment and interest and buying that home not once, but twice and sometimes 2.5 times. My goal is to get you closer to buying it once. I want to eliminate that interest volume. And if you're saying, well, if you eliminate my interest, you eliminate my deduction that I get. Well, you don't get 100% of the dollar, people. I want to help you with this process and understand it better. This program's all about education and information. When you join us on Newstalk 1590 KVTA and on K-Earth 101, you're here to get an education. We don't sell product. We sell an education. An education allows you then to make decisions, to utilize opportunity to do better. Hopefully you enjoyed the program today. I'm always available for you. Give us a call, 888-543-3980. Until next week, what kind of loan do you have?
I wouldn't have to wear a...
United Mortgage Corporation of America, unitedforloans.com, will continue to take your calls after the program. Call now to start your home loan process at 888-543-3980.